Welcome to Coming From Experience, my virtual campfire where we can all gather round and share our experiences through this little thing called life. I'm your host, Annalise, and I'm here to bring you the raddest people I've come to know, sharing their stories of growth, evolution, and their unique take on universal experiences. The stories and experiences I bring to you in this podcast will span a wide variety of topics, from career changes to motherhood, personal development, spirituality, growth in relationship, health and wellness, and so much more. I hope that these stories inspire you and open up a portal for deep connection and conversation on topics that would otherwise be left untouched. Let's dive in. Finding what you had in mind. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I am so happy and beyond thrilled to have you here. I'm your host, Annalise, and I wanted to take a quick little moment to give you a rundown on how this podcast came to be and what you can expect from future episodes. So, to be honest, I just love a good chat. I love long, deep, and meaningful conversations. I love riffing with the people that I care about and that inspire me. And I often find that I learn so much when I hear people's stories. Stories of overcoming hardship, or growth and success, love, pregnancy, birth, health issues, change in direction, whatever the story, I'm here for it. You know, I found that so much of my life's direction and lots of course correcting along the way has come through experiences. So I'm a nutritionist, and what led me to studying nutrition and practicing as a nutritionist was my own health battles. I also think it was just the thing I was meant to be doing. So of course the universe will find a way to make that happen. In the moment, you know, our experiences can seem really scary, sucky, isolating, exhilarating, fun, and even liberating. But I believe every experience, good or otherwise, is always leading us to our truest path of who we were designed to be. So alongside my passion for human health and optimizing our health, I'm also a curious seeker. A few serendipitous events led me to exploring human design and then studying it. And so now I integrate human design into my business, my personal life and relationships, and I also provide readings as well. So another unexpected path I walk down that has led me to know some freaking incredible people who you might just see on this very podcast. So I really wanted to create a platform where we could amplify stories, where we could share stories, where we could hear about people's life experiences. You know, I often find that I come across someone and I'm like, how did you get here? Like, what led you to this moment? And I'm fascinated by it. And I'm fascinated to hear how no one's experience is the same. Everyone takes a different path to get to where they are today. Some might be easier than others, cruisier perhaps. Others might be more challenged or have a few other experiences tied into their bigger experience in life. And I just love that. I love this notion of, like I said in the intro, a place where we can gather around, like my virtual campfire, and just share. Because I feel so inspired by other people's stories and experiences, because they show me that there's another way, or that things don't have to unfold in the way that we're taught to believe that they will. You know, today we have a rise of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, you know, working in our own businesses, being creators. And 20 or 30 years ago, that wasn't seen so much. There was a much more linear process and journey to this thing called life. You go to school, you graduate, you go to university, you graduate from university, you get a full-time 9-to-5 job, you find a husband, you marry the husband, you have the 2.5 kids, and then you live happily ever after. And that is just not what we're seeing today. And I freaking froth on it. And I'm so happy. And so I really wanted to just amplify these stories of things that are outside of the norm, people that are really marching to the beat of their own drum and are paving the way for others to do that as well. You know, the beautiful souls that will be featured on this podcast are really challenging these societal norms. And that just ignites a fire within me. And I really want to get these stories out to so many people. And I don't think it's something that these people are often asked about or often share about. So, let's create that space. Some of the topics on this podcast might also be a little more confronting, things that people just steer away from completely. And I guess I want to make those conversations a little bit more normal, or at least provide a platform where those conversations can be had. I think sometimes it's those experiences that we don't share that are doing the biggest disservice to not only ourselves, but the people that perhaps need to hear them. So I feel like life is full of little moments, little experiences leading us to where we are in this very, very moment. And I don't know a single person who doesn't have a story to share. So without further ado, let's dive in to this podcast. You'll hear a few solo episodes from me sharing my own experiences through life. And then you'll hear a bunch of epic guests that I just cannot wait for you to meet. So let's go. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I hope you got something magical out of this episode today. If you want to keep the conversation flowing, head over to the gram. You can find me at annalise.madrell, or stay up to date with the latest podcast episodes at Coming From Experience, all one word. Be sure to share this podcast with a special someone who you think might gain a lot out of this conversation, and be sure to leave a review and let me know what you think. Until next time.